You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I walked into the place where we stayed when I went out to visit my son. He and my daughter-in-law moved out to Hawaii about 3 years ago. And they're living on Oahu, but their situation is really, really good. That they found a place that they're just renting right now. They found a place where it's somebody who owns a house. It's like 100 yards from the beach, if that. And that owner, it's a small little two-bedroom place, but they have a little like guest place. And that's what Dominic and Sabre are renting, okay? But the owner is in, actually, of all places, Denver most of the year. And so they have asked Dominic and Sabre, hey, if you want to have people stay at our place, that's fine. No, we'll just charge a cleaning fee, blah, blah, blah. So we've got built-in place to stay. It's actually the landlord who's not there that much.
It's great.
But the point is, when we got there, you know, you're thinking, well, I'm staying in somebody's house. And what's it going to be like? It turned out to be absolutely delightful. But when we opened the door and walked in, it smelled beautiful. And I kind of should have asked, like, what is that scent that they have?
It's a Glade plug-in.
It wasn't overpowering. It wasn't a perfumey smell. It was just
That's good.
Pleasant.
That's really good.
And how many times have you walked into somebody's house, and the first thing you do is kind of wrinkle your nose because you're like, what the hell is that?
I'm overly sensitive when it comes to what my house smells like because I want to make sure it does smell good all the time. And I think it's because I had a couple experiences growing up with a couple different friends that one house smelled constantly like backed up sewer and mildew. And every time you went in that house, it was like, ugh. And the other house was like some very ethnic cooking. So it was very pungent with spices and the smell of cooking all the time. And you could actually smell it walking up the driveway before you even got to the front door.
Right.
And it wasn't always the greatest spice smell. And those two houses have stuck with me. So like if we ever have anybody come into the house to do any sort of work, if I get that text message that says, hey, I'm 5 minutes out or whatever, I do a once around the house with my air spray, like a clean linen or a Hawaiian breeze or whatever, and I'd make a loop around the house just so it smells good in the house because I don't want to be the stinky house.
But it's not too perfumey, is it?
That's the problem. But my wife says I over-freshen. Because I want it to mask any sort of odor that we don't know is in there because we live there, you know.
Yeah, but
you don't know
you
if your house
it a
stinks.
Few times, your nose gets acclimated to it, and so you might OF.
I might OF, but I feel like that smell of clean linen is better than the steamed broccoli that we had the night before with somebody walking into the house. And you just, it's one of those things where you don't know if your house stinks because you do live there.
That's right.
Because you are used to it. The best time to figure out if your house stinks or not is when you come back from vacation, Dom. When you're gone for a week and your house has just had a chance to sit there and permeate with itself. And then you open the door for the first time and you take a whiff as you walk in and you're like, oh, thank God it doesn't smell.
Anything just getting out of the house, like I go for my hour-long walks almost every day. I do about a four-mile walk, and so I'm outside for an hour, which kind of, it's like resetting your nose. It's a reboot of your smell system, and then you come walking back in your house, and then you're like, okay.
All right, my house doesn't smell like the dog peed on the carpet all the time.
Right, or you walk in, and Gretchen is making her oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Dude.
I mean, it can go either way. You could walk back in and go, or you can walk in and go,
I threw some chili in the crock pot yesterday, and then I went out for a couple hours and ran errands and went to the gym, and then when I came back, it was like, oh, yeah,
sweet
baby Jesus, yes.
This has come up because Jeremy and I were seeing the story this morning. Popular Science, of all people, they put together a list after, I guess they checked Google Trends.
Sure.
To see what are the smells around the house that Americans hate the most. And, you know, it's kind of the usuals, dog pee on the carpet.
There you go. There's the dog pee,
mildew on your clothes, cigarette smoke on your clothes and stuff like that. I used to date, many years ago, I dated someone who was a smoker. And I would go sometimes and spend a couple of days at her house. And then when I came home,
it was bad, huh?
And I was unpacking my little overnight bag thing or whatever. Yeah, all of my clothes
real
just
bad.
Smelled entirely smoke.
I used to date somebody whose grandmother smoked, and the grandmother had been in her house for like 60 years, you know. And we'd go and visit her grandma, and it was one of those cases where you like go in and you look at the walls, and if it's humid at all, you can just see like stains coming off the walls. It was like it was that bad. It was 60 years of smoking, and talk about a smell that would stick to you for weeks.
Well, then you
so
got
we broke up.